Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Hangover Edition. Rolling into the happier happy hour. Dom's here. Fancy Bryant's here. Evan's here. Lightly screening your calls at 844-967-2789. But it ain't a party without you. So join us. Call us. Be a part. Here's a guy. You know, one guy I thought conspicuous by his absence last night. Andy from Beaver Dam, man. You never miss a good party, Andy. Where were you, fella?
Hey, Andy.
I was there in spirit, boys, but I had some transportation issues, but I was listening on the radio and thinking about you guys and feeling kind of, you know, left out or, you know, I mean, not that I didn't make more effort. Maybe I should have hitchhiked down there. 50 years ago, I might have been there.
You could have hopped on the bike like Darcy did, but, you know, getting home, that would have been the bitch part, Andy.
Yeah, and it was about a little bit, probably a little over a year ago, when you did that one-off Johnny's Lounge thing, and they had your turnaround setting up, and then looking, here's the Trump flag, the ragged Trump flag. And all there. Yeah. Now he's got the Stars and Stripes and the Brewers flag up there. So he's cleaned up his act a little bit from back when in last year or something like
we'll
that.
We'll have to check with Johnny. Maybe he needs another summer party. Maybe we turned him.
Well, I think you should get him going again, you know, with, and for Fane Rowney, she was the spark of the party, but she didn't make it. But I'm sure you had a pretty good turnout, I would say.
Yeah, I was surprised to be greeted by people on the patio before I even arrived to set up. People showed up early, they stayed late, and they partied throughout, Andy. Best kind of crowd.
Well, I like that when you come in off of the deck or the patio and you got the nice lounge chairs. You get the cans right there, and the bar is handy. It's a good setup.
Andy, yeah, let me ask you, and this is not exactly politics, but I ask you, what is the best party or partying experience you ever had, fella?
The best party experience. Wow.
And you better include a Devil's Advocates live event in there somewhere, but go ahead.
Of course. I think the only one I missed last year was the Atomic down by Fitchburg. I think you had one down there, but I did two at the Jade Monkey, State Street, Johnny's Lounge, and there's got to be, I don't know, I think that about rounds it out, doesn't it? I don't know. Maybe you can get something going when Bill Press, you know, when he commits, he said, what, September?
He is committed. We just haven't picked a date yet. I got my crack team working on dates. And we're looking for a venue. Yeah. I'm hopeful for the Barrymore Theater, but, you know, no pressure, Steve. No pressure.
No. Anywheres, I'd meet with that guy anywheres, man. I mean, he's legit there, you know. And I saw, I shouldn't even bring this up, but I saw a picture of your wife, Dom, Stephanie. And she is a real queen, man. I mean, she's looking good. You didn't answer that one. We were talking at the bar about your years of wedded bliss and everything, you know, and that, wow, you know, and your hair was all different and everything, you know, you were chilling there. I don't know where you were, but it was looking really good. She's not letting any grass grow.
What are you saying?
Thanks, man.
Are you stalking the Salvias back to middle school? Where are you getting these pictures from, Andy?
Well, my buddy got one of them. I don't know where it was. Kind of a brick.
Oh, yeah. Andy, my Steph had purchased, I don't know, a while back for me, some new headshot kind of thing. And our a friend of ours is a photographer, our neighbor, and so we went out and did this shoot at this building, and yeah, they turned out great. And Steph is a damn good looking woman, and she's a lucky woman.
You got it, man. I was thinking, God, what the hell? That guy wasn't giving us the whole score there, you know. I'm considerably older than you guys, so I don't know. She wouldn't be impressed, but it's good, man. I was enjoying the scenery, let me put it that way. But and there was an article in the Journal Sentinel about the art thing. She's executive.
Well, let's not dox her too much, Andy. Yeah. Appreciate the call, fella. Immediately when Andy said I saw pictures of Dom and Steph, my thought was naked.
Yes, they probably exist somewhere, and you've probably seen them. Well, 844-967-2789. It's a political party. Oh, you wanted to add to that, Crudy? Please go ahead.
Oh, just that you are.
Your wife interested in photography? Hey.
You know, I've known you for a long time, and I don't think I'm in rarefied company when I say I've seen you naked, but so have a lot of people, Dom. Right. A lot of people have seen you naked.
It is one of my favorite states.
Dominic, how about partying state? What is, and anyone can
I
play
can't
along
even
with
do
this.
It. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
give
what?
Me your
I know
top
yours is the flipping cop car over.
No,
yours.
That's not my number one party.
No, really? I mean, you talk about that quite a bit. Best day of your life, right? I mean, that's what I remember.
It was probably surpassed 20 years ago in June. My engagement party, I got to say, is probably the best, funnest day of my life. When my wife and I kind of sprung it, supposed to be a birthday party for me. And for whatever reason, you were not invited or chose not to attend. Because we do have that same birthday thing. And often our birthday plans conflict.
Right.
So I don't always see you on the birthday weekend, but we broke it to people. We were engaged, and it was something of a whirlwind engagement, right? I mean, we had only been dating like since Mother's Day, and this was before Father's Day.
Yeah,
and
how long have you been pursuing that love, Curtie?
Oh, years. 3 years? I chased that girl. I was chasing her every night in my dreams and every day in my actual actions. So, yeah, man, I finally caught up with her. She ran out of gas. Like, she.
If I say yes, will you stop asking?
Something like that. But that was a hell of a fun party, and I had I had a couple of buddies. I had, you know, I'd built that house out, my first house, and you know, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was a single guy at the time, but I knew I wanted a hot tub for two, and you know, like a bathtub for two.
That was
one of the big investments in the house, right? The bathtub. Well, I had buddies doing like dolphin flips in that bathtub that day. Like, there was a lot of there was copious drinking going on, and much merriment. The merriment was going on.
Well, yeah, man, that's what it's all about.
You
cannot have too much fun.
Or have told many times about the story of, you know, burning it down, Coon Creek, that kind of stuff. That was a fun night. I have occasionally called that the funnest night of my life. And strangely, you know, those magical mushrooms were involved with not only that good time, but also the somewhat infamous fantasy football draft that kind of went astray.
In college, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I think that was that was back when you did, you know, fantasy football with, you know, sheets of paper and you had to call your lineup
like
in
a dry erase board.
Yeah,
and you better
before
be in the
interwebs,
room.
You know, before cell phones, damn near, right? So that was a lot of fun. And we were, I mean, the shrooms were in town, party was on, we're doing our draft, and well, they're not working good enough, so let's take some more. And next thing you know, everyone's just, wow, it was a lot of fun.
We made it through like 12 rounds with like, I mean, we did like 144 picks or something. It was a pretty big number. And then we all tried to go downtown.
And some people started peeling off as the reality struck them as they were walking down the sidewalk and decided to maybe it's not a great idea to go out.
I can't believe we walked like 20 blocks and then said, no, I don't want to go in. So we turned around and walked 20 blocks home.
I don't think we lived 20 blocks from 3rd Street, man. It seems.
Well, I guess we were 14th Street, and that was 3rd Street, so we're 11 blocks, right?
All right, all right. Well, you know, easy on the microdoses, man. It seems like a long time. But yeah, I think when we got down there, I think maybe Joe and I were the only ones left out of a house full of, you know, 15 guys. And next turn around, and people just couldn't handle the reality. But it was a lot of fun. And now, you know, all the kids, they're microdosing now these days. I mean, the big thing on Silicon Valley is just, you know, microdosing.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
Try all the drugs.
That's what Ron Johnson said.
844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones. You want to tell us about a party or, you know, anything political? It's all fair game today. Joe from Madison. Welcome, Joe. What do you got? You've been to parties before. Oh. I didn't see you last night, but, you know, it gets a little blurry. Maybe you were there.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I was there lurking with a buddy. So it was a great fun. We had a good time talking to Mark from Sock, and he had to leave to take care of his dog, which was a good reason to have to bail. So we stayed for a while. But, yeah, our paths did not cross. But I just wanted to encourage people. Man, was that fun. That is a lovely, lovely place, lovely inside. Great furnishings, wonderful bartenders, and yeah. I've always had a swell time when I'm there. So I hope we can return at some point. And also, I just wanted to throw into the mix, you know, huge thanks to the staff and to Hawk for putting this together. I know that's a scene, but it was great. And I just wanted to throw into the mix that I called on another show and said this, that Hawk's on downtown has probably the best onion rings I've ever had with a lovely dipping sauce. So we could have an onion rings party down there and be really happy. So I'll throw that into your party scheduling thought.
Joe, we will strongly consider an onion rings party, but here's when we will not have it: on election night. Because we were in Hawk's Bar down on State Street partying our ass off on the night that Donald Trump became the president. And, you know, maybe it's the superstition in me, but it's like a baseball player. If I get, you know, plunked in the skull enough times, I, you know, might change my routine.
A little PTSD for your crew.
Might get the little flap on my helmet, you know, the ear flap. I just might go with that. Come back with us. I only do, you know, one ear. Kind of like the baseball helmets. More Devil's Advocates. No one cares. Your best party ever. Tell me about it. 844-967-2789.
I drink, and I know things.
You never ask a Navy man if you'll have another drink.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
I learned it by watching you.